When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Episode 456, After the Whistle, presented by Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino. Nothing else comes close. We'll get into the draft lottery that took place last night, what the Sabres should do with the 11th pick overall. Macklin Celebrini going to be a San Jose Shark. Gotta love that for Mike Greer. It's what we were hoping for all along. And last night I watched a documentary.
On?
Well, it's been advertised throughout the playoffs. So it was the Saving Sakic.
Okay, yeah. I've seen that a bunch of times. Okay, the old $15 million bonus or something like that.
$15 million signing bonus.
Yeah.
Seems $21 million contract, 3 years. And the story is incredible. The documentary is cheesy at points, but whatever. It doesn't matter about that. The story of how Colorado and what they had to go through in the 7 days to match that offer is absolutely insane. How the Rangers even knew that Colorado was in a position to be so vulnerable that they might not be able to match this offer because he understood the financial situation. It's an incredible documentary. It's a little bit of dirty pool in there, you know, like,
should I be watching this? Like, is it a must watch? Like, Rivs, you've
got story. The story is a must watch. See, Joe Sakic being matched in that offer all comes down to a Hollywood movie being a hit. Do you ever see the movie Air Force One with Harrison Ford? He's the president.
Yes, I think I have.
Over,
yes. Yeah, I
people
think
try
I have,
to take
yeah.
over Air Force One, and the president saves the day, as Harrison Ford always does.
Yep.
That movie and its release and success had a lot to do with Joe Sakic staying in Colorado. So watch the Joe Sakic documentary. It's cool. It gets cheesy at the end when they bring Harrison Ford on and all that shit, but it's just the lengths a sports franchise went to save a player. It's incredible. So
yeah,
it's worthy of a documentary, but I don't know. I don't know if it's an award-winning piece. I'll say that. How's that?
Okay.
It's no Four Falls of Buffalo.
I don't even know what that is, but
that's the one, the Bills' four Super Bowl appearances that the Michelle did.
Yeah.
Won an award.
Okay.
Draft lottery last night. San Jose keeps the first overall pick. No movement at all, right? Isn't that
super happy with for Mike Greer? Was texting with him last night, congratulated him, and you know, I'm happy for him because you know Mike Greer. I played with him in San Jose, and I also played with him here in Buffalo. And I respect Mike in the biggest way. He's a very, very special person. When you look back and you talk about certain players that you played with, okay, Mike Greer would be at the top of my list for intriguing people to be around. And I texted him last night. We were texting back and forth, and I really hope that he can kind of get that San Jose Sharks team back on the map and hopefully win a Stanley Cup someday. And they got a good one with that Macklem Celebrini.
It's a great story. His dad's the, I think he's, I don't know if he's the strength conditioning coach or the physical therapy guy for the,
what is it, Golden State Warriors?
Golden State Warriors, yeah. And everything. What do you think Mike Greer does with him next year? Does he
play? I think he'll play in the National Hockey League. Yes, really? No question. I think Mike Greer will understand that he is not in win mode now, but he's also getting some very special players that I think that are NHL ready to play in this league, may not have the success that they're going to want because the players that they're going to bring in are so young. But I think you're going to see a very, very different, revamped, younger team.
I'm going to disagree with you, and I'll make you just a friend's bet here.
Okay.
I think that Mike Greer, with all the young prospects that he has coming up, he has Will Smith and Quinton Musty. He has there's another young kid playing there. Is there an Eklund there or something?
Yep. Well, okay. William Eklund. Yep.
William Eklund. He's what, 2 years in the league now?
Three. He's 21 years old.
Okay, so 2-3 years in the league.
He was drafted in 2021, Petey. So he was a seventh overall pick, drafted in 2021. 5'10", 176 pounds. And I mean, he's played 1 year in the league. 1 year. So he came over in 2021-22, played 9 games. He played in the minors the next year, played a full season of 54 games in the minors, got called up for 8 games with the San Jose Sharks. And then last year, he had his first full season, played 80 games. He had 16 goals and 45 points, minus 45. But he's young.
Yeah, well, this is where I'm going with this.
Okay.
Is that you have this kid just plays his first year. What are you going to have? Musty, Will Smith,
yes,
and Celebrini all, yes, come in at the same time, play the same year?
100%.
I don't think so. I think you bring one of the next two in next year.
So who is the most likely to play on the team next year?
Let me hold on. I bet you're going to say Max Celebrini.
100,000%.
Okay. You say that, but hear me out. I think Mike Greer has a much different development path for a lot of these players. He's a former BU guy.
Okay.
I think he understands Celebrini's. I don't even know if he's 18 yet. So he played his entire year as a 17-year-old in college.
Yes.
So I don't know why he wouldn't. I have a feeling, and I could be completely wrong here, that Mike Greer would send this kid back to college for one more year. They have, BU has that Cole, is it Cole Iserman? That Iserman kid is from the NTDP, has committed to BU. He would think he was going to BC. Now he's going to, yeah, BU. You know Greer's, he values a national championship.
I do.
Does he want Max Celebrini come into the NHL to score 18 goals, get 45 points, and be minus 30 next year?
Yes. Yes, okay. He does.
All right. All right.
And that's just me personally. That's my opinion, is I think that Maxim Celebrini
Macklem
Celebrini is the number one player. He has already played in college. Okay. Did the exact same thing, I think, as Jack Eichel. Jack Eichel's
first year was a
year older. Okay. But Jack Eichel had 71 points that year, made the jump to Buffalo. Obviously hasn't looked back. He's been a pretty damn good player. Macklem Celebrini is going to be a player. He's a 200-foot player. He is not a player that you're going to really have to talk about how to play defense. He already understands how to play defense. He's considered a 200-foot centerman that cares about both ends of the ice, which is extremely odd when it comes to certain younger players. Macklin Celebrini, I think, is going to have an opportunity to play in the NHL next year. Okay. And then you also have, what's the other kid that they drafted last year? His name's Will Smith.
Yeah. Will Smith and Quentin Musty last year.
So Will Smith is a monster player. He's 19 years old. Okay. Just turned 19. He is a special player in his own right. This year, he had 71 points. Now, he was the number one point producer in all of college hockey. 25 goals in 41 games, 71 points. It's unheard of. Okay. The year before that, Petey, in the National Development Program, the 18U program, in 60 games, he had 51 goals and 127 points. In the World Juniors this year, Petey, 7 games, he had 4 goals and 9 points. Will Smith will be playing in the National Hockey League next year. Okay, because he's that good. Then it comes down to the next one. This is the next one. His name's Quentin Musty. The kid's 6'3". He's 205 pounds. He played in the OHL this year. Okay, this is his third year that he played in the OHL. Hold on, give me 1 second. I was just looking at him.
He had 107 points or something, didn't he?
No, he had 102. Pretty sure he had 102 points. He had 43 goals in 53 games. He does not need to go back to junior hockey. He had 2 points a game.
I just don't see Mike Greer having four guys under the age of 20. Give them more time to marinate.
Mike Greer's not, he does not care about winning championships right now. You know that, right?
No, but
he's about developing. He's in a developmental stage.
I think he does care about developing players properly.
We're talking about Will Smith that literally shredded all of NCAA.
But I'm not talking about Will Smith. I'm talking about all of them together at once. I don't believe that
you're
all
gonna
of them.
Four studs.
This conversation started
four
about
studs,
Celebrini then, going back to college. That's my thought.
Not
and
going
you're,
back to college.
You're adamant.
There is
so now you're
zero
you're telling
chance.
Me that next year San Jose is going to have Eklund, Musty,
yes.
Will Smith,
yes.
and Macklin Celebrini.
Yes, 100%. You're gonna spread them through three lines. You're gonna get some veteran players that can play with these players that can think the same way, that are not going to be a long-term solution for Mike Greer. They're short-term solutions.
Well,
he needs
see.
Guys that can work with these players that have the ability and the skill sets to play with these young players. And all you're doing is you're biding time. Quentin Musty does not need to go back to junior hockey at age 19. He already had 2 points a game. He scored 43 goals in 53 games. That's unheard of. You do not need to bring the number one pick overall, who is the most well-rounded player, who won the Hobey Baker. You're not sending him back to junior, or you're not sending him back to college. And then you have Will Smith. He was what? Drafted 5th overall by San Jose last year. Well, he just went and shredded the entire NCAA. He led all of NCAA hockey with 71 points. This guy is not going to go back there. He's already dominating. It's time to move him to the next level. You don't have to play these guys all on the same line. But they should be in the NHL right now. By the time these guys hit 22, 23, they're going to be very, very dangerous.
Sabres picking 11th. I will repeat what I said weeks ago. The Sabres should not be making this pick. We don't need an 11th pick overall. We need players. I don't know what the 11th pick gets you, but the 11th pick and something that you already have will get you something really good.
Can I ask you a question? Do you think Tage Thompson is a for sure 100% centerman?
Is he a for sure 100% a centerman? Like a number one center, a number two center, or just a center?
Just a center in general on your team. Are you playing him center?
We go. Didn't Don Granato save him by moving him to center?
I mean, I don't think he needed to be saved.
It wasn't until Don Granato took over, put him at center, that Tage Thompson exploded. And it was after Casey Mittelstadt got hurt in training camp.
That's right. Yep.
He needed a number one center, put Tage at center, and okay. Don Granato was a hero, give him a 2-year extension.
Okay. I'm just asking. I love him.
Does Lindy
center.
Ruff see him as a number one center? I don't know.
Okay, can I get a little crazy?
Go for it.
Okay, so first thing I'm going to do, and just hear me out. I'm only playing here. Like, none of this is going to happen at all. But let's just have some fun. I have said this before. I would look to move Owen Power for Keller. You like that or no?
Yeah, we've talked about this. Yes.
Okay. So the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to do something really kind of crazy, stupid, and there's going to be people that are going to like this, and there's going to be people that think I'm absolutely crazy, okay? I'm going to try and trade for Pierre-Luc Dubois from L.A. So my thought is, are you happy with a Tage Thompson, Tage Thompson, Dylan Cousins, and a Pierre-Luc Dubois as your top three centers? $22.5 million on those three centers. Take it all day long. Oh, my Lord. So I'm looking to move Jeff Skinner, who makes $9 million, and he only has 3 years left. We're taking a Pierre-Luc Dubois that has $8.5 million on a 7-year deal. I'm also going to give up a draft pick and a high-end prospect to make this deal work. Kind of crazy, but I just think that the upside on Pierre-Luc Dubois could be absolutely massive for the Sabres moving forward. And it's just shits and giggles.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, fine. I like those moves, but I don't think those put this team in the playoffs. Like, there's just not enough depth yet on this team.
Yeah, I'm not done yet.
That's going to be the hardest part to round out.
So when I look at a first line of Tage Thompson, Alex Tuck, and Clayton Keller, would you consider that a bona fide number one line in this league?
Absolutely.
Okay. So my second line is Cousins, Quinn, and Paterka. The kid line that was used to be 2 years ago, well, now Paterka scored 28 goals. Quinn was on pace for 28 goals if he would have played a full season. Dylan Cousins didn't have the greatest year, but he still is a very solid all-around player, and I love his game. Paterka, Quinn, and Cousins are going to be outstanding players in this game. That's my second line. Okay. My third line is you have Pierre-Luc Dubois at center with Zach Benson and Jordan Greenway. Now, you will keep Peyton Krebs and put him on as your fourth line center. I just think that he still has time. And I like the way he plays. He's got a little jam to his game. And you need to go out and you need to find the right wingers to play on that fourth line. And there's a whole gamut of guys that you can go after. And I'm not even going to bore you with going and doing all the fourth line guys. There's going to be a lot of guys out there that say no. And there's going to be some guys that maybe you can get here to Buffalo that will help build that fourth line. Now, here's the thing. I did trade away Owen Power, which leaves a big hole on our back end. But this is where my 11th pick comes in. I'm going to trade away the 11th pick and a prospect. It's going to be a high-end prospect. And I'm going to trade him away to Tampa Bay for Eric Cernik. Now, people right now, as soon as they hear this, they're like, you are literally smoking some of the best drugs out there. I'm going to move the 11th pick to Tampa Bay, and I'm going to move a high-end prospect and hopefully pick up Eric Cernik from the Tampa Bay Lightning, who's 26 years old, who makes $5.25 million. And I'm sure that there's people out there saying there's no way he's going to want to come here. Well, guess what? This is the best part about it. When you go to his contract, he just played the first year of an 8-year deal. Okay. He does not have a no movement clause or a no trade clause. It starts next year. So if you can get on this situation and try and snag him away from Tampa Bay with a draft pick and whatever, but I'd be trying to identify certain teams that I'm looking for specific players. Like, I'm specifically looking for Cernik.
Okay, fine. But if that's what I'm saying to you, if they have a player or players in mind, start doing it now. And I'm not saying they're not.
I would re-sign Joakim Harju. He would play with Dahlin.
I would not.
Your second pairing is going to be Byram and Cernik, and your third pairing is going to be Samuelson and Clifton.
Well, that's right, because you traded power for Clayton Keller.
Right, and
Clayton Keller is not getting traded, just so you know. I just want to share that information with you, and I didn't want to break your heart all the way at the start. But they just moved to Utah. Do you think they're going to fucking trade Clayton Keller? Not a chance. Not a chance.
Well, this is why I disagree. And then you say, saying.
Okay,
because when you look at their hockey team, Petey, they have not made the playoffs. When you look at their hockey team and what they have, their future is in Logan Cooley, who is drafted third overall last year or 2 years ago. He's 20 years old. That's their future. Their future is Connor Geeky. Okay, he's 20 years old. Their future is Dylan Gunther. He was drafted 11th overall. Their future is Josh Doan, who's 22. Their future is not now. Their future is going to be with these players that are up and coming in, like the stars, the Dylan Gunther, the Connor Geeky. Those are the guys that are going to take this team to the promised land and the next level. It's not going to be Clayton Keller. That's just my opinion. And when you look at Arizona, who's now Utah, they do not have one single solitary defenseman that is even remotely that has high-end skill or high-end chance to become an elite player. They have their entire defense right now. They only have five defense on their NHL roster, and all five of them do not have a contract for 2024-25.
That doesn't mean they're not coming back, though. Now that
there's two unrestricted free agents.
So what? You know what? That doesn't.
Josh Brown is an unrestricted free agent. Who gives a shit? He's a minor league player. They have Travis Dermott. You remember him in Toronto?
Yep.
He's an average defenseman. JJ Moser, 23 years old. Yossi Valimaki, he was in Calgary. They moved him out. Like Sean Durzi. Do not have any high-end defenseman. Owen Power would be there for the next 15 years in Utah.
All right.
I told you it was going to be crazy.
It's not crazy. It's just a lot for May 8th.
It's a lot, but listen.
Like, it's just so unrealistic what you're saying, that all that's going to happen. I mean, like, manage your expectations. How about that? Like, let's just manage our expectations here, because you're trying to build a cup roster or a playoff roster overnight here. And I think what you're admitting is that there's more pieces than I think we realize that we need. There's more pieces that we need than we realize. How's that?
Yep.
So sleep on that.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Here's a few things that are coming up at Seneca. NHL playoffs are here, and if you've lost NHL bets, there's a chance to win back the payout.
Submit lost NHL parlay sports bets for a chance to win back the payout up to $500. Drawings on April 30th, May 14th, May 28th, June 11th, and June 25th. Check the website for more details. Here's a country band that everybody loves. They even mentioned Buffalo in one of their biggest hits. Big and Rich will be here at Seneca Allegheny Resort and Casino Saturday, May 25th. And the last one, and Craig's favorite, the Seafood Spectacular at Seneca Buffalo Creek.
Yummy.
And that's available every Thursday. For information on everything else going on at Seneca, go to SenecaNiagaraCasino.com.
Nothing else comes close.
Let's put your lunchtime fantasy trades on hold here for a second and talk about something a little more realistic in our crash course presented by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino, call the 8s, 888-888-8888. This goes back to Lindy Ruff talking in his press conference about how his goaltender is UPL. UPL also needs a contract. It was reported the other day that UPL might be looking for something in the range of a $4 to $5 million contract and a five-year deal. That was all speculation.
Okay.
It also said something about how he may have been he may be unhappy with how he was treated over the years. And if any of that comes into play with negotiations. But basically, do we see UPL on a long-term contract starting next year?
No. 100% no. For me, I would be signing UPL to a two-year contract. He would be making anywhere from 3.5 to 4.25 in amongst that range. I am not paying UPL on a long-term contract after only one year of being a number one goaltender. And let's get something straight. He was a number one goaltender for half of a year. The first half of the year, Don Granato thought he was trying to be a genius and having three goaltenders on a roster, which was ludicrous. Once you hit January 1st, Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, he basically took off and grabbed the reins as a number one and played very, very, very well. He played 52 games this year, I think it was, 52, 55. But I will say, I'm not paying him top dollar for him to have a really, really good three quarters of a season as a number one goaltender. I'm not paying him that. I'm going to pay him on a two-year deal and get the number down. I don't care what it is. You can say 3.5. You can say 4.5. I don't care, but it's going to be a two-year deal.
This guy has, listen, I like his story. I like his path to development. I like the way he's come through. He started from being drafted. I don't want to go through his whole resume. But he has no business being pissed off about how he was, quote-unquote, treated or handled. Like, you had to earn it. You had to earn it. And yeah, you had to earn it the hard way. And you did earn it the hard way. Have you earned it? Is it yours? I don't think it's yours just yet. I think you've put yourself in a really good position to become a true number one in this league and make a shit ton of money. But I don't think you're in a position to say, I'm unhappy with how I was treated. Fuck that. Sign your two-year contract. Continue to grow your game. Get this team to the playoffs in the next year or two. And then now you're talking about being a playoff starting number one. It's a big difference. But to think that you're going to get a 4 or 5 year deal, you haven't fucking done. He's not as good as Linus Allmark was when he was here. I'm sorry, he's not. So when I saw these comments the other day, I'm thinking to myself, what? Like, give me a fucking break. Mad. I was wondering if this was going to come up. So I hope he's not mad. I hope those reports are bullshit.
Listen, he was in a position that was like many other goaltenders that had to fight and scrap their way to getting an opportunity. You think he's the only guy that's been in that situation? Give me a friggin' break that he's upset. You're upset. Beat it. I don't care. Friggin' replace him in a heartbeat.
Well, I get, I get being upset. I have no problem with him being pissed off about the three goalie situation or last season or anything like that. I have no problem with him being pissed off about that.
Okay, that's one thing.
Okay, I have no problem with him being pissed off about that.
But how he was treated? Come on.
I don't know if treated was the right word. That's why I don't want to use that. But I mean, I guess it kind of all goes together. This is what I didn't want to hear out of the UPL side of things when it came down to negotiations, is about how he was treated or that he was pissed off about anything. Why even let that get out?
Yeah.
Now you make it sound like, the kid's got still has a chip on his shoulder. He just earned the number one spot because of the shitty situation they put them in, and he still has a chip on his shoulder.
Well, what do you think he's going to make?
I like what you said, but I think you'll get a 3-year deal. Like, if you look at some of those goaltenders over the years that have signed those bridge deals, like, just go back. A lot of goalies get 3-year deals. I think Vasilevsky had a 3-year bridge deal, if I'm not mistaken. You can look that up.
For me, I would sign him for a 2-year deal, maybe even a 3, like you said, but it wouldn't be a long-term deal. It'd be a number that both sides are happy with, and he will go out and in those 2-3 years play to gain that big contract when he's an unrestricted free agent and he has the power. You know, but Buffalo is going to need to make a decision. Do we pay Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen all the money when he's 27 years old? Or do we feel that Devon Levi is able to creep his way into being a number one goaltender in this league, where now you're paying him significantly less money than what you would pay Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen? And you kind of, I'm sure there's another goaltender in the system that you could be bringing up as a backup. And so you're not just paying large dollars to your goaltender.
I know exactly what I would do with UPL's contract situation.
Okay.
I'd let him go to arbitration.
Okay.
That's it. Go to arbitration. Let him get his award. He's your starting goalie.
I don't even know if you're going to need to do that. Idiot. Like, if you're looking at a 2-year deal, okay, and see where Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen is after 2 years, to see if he is truly the player that he played for half a year.
He doesn't want a 2-year deal. You can't sit here and talk about him on a 2-year deal because he might want a 4-year deal. The Sabres might be forced to trade him.
Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen's going from making what? What does he make on the team this year? Like $850,000? Now all of a sudden we're just going to bring him to four and a half? No. No way. No, he needs a bridge. He needs a bridge deal. And he needs to prove that this is not a good 30 games, because he was fantastic the last 30 games of the season where he took over at January. But for me, he needs to prove who he is. Is he Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen from last year? The year before, where his goals against average was 3.61 and his save percentages were in the 800s? Or is he Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen of January 1st? I'm not willing to give him a long-term contract. You can sign him to a 2-year, possibly a 3-year deal. Pay him good money where he's happy. And if he flourishes in those 2-3 year contract, whatever it is, then you can make your decision on what you have to pay him on his next contract. But at least you're going to know who he is and what he's capable of.
That'll do it for Crash Course presented by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino, call the 8s, 888-888-8888. That'll do it for After the Whistle presented by Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino. Nothing else comes close.